Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. The $100 MBA Show. It's that time of day where your business brain just gets a little bit bigger with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out our free guides and our free course over at 100mba.net. Today's episode is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I've read that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur. I share with you some of the insights and share with you why you should read it too. Today's must read is The Six Thinking Hats by Edward De Bono. The Six Thinking Hats is an international bestseller and it's one of those classic books that you just need to read. It's not strictly a business book, but it will definitely help you become a better entrepreneur and help you make better decisions as a manager. The Six Thinking Hats technique of Edward De Bono is a model that can be used for exploring different perspectives towards a complex situation or challenge. So you gotta make a decision in your business. You gotta make a decision on whether or not to do something or to implement something new. The Six Thinking Hats technique will help you come to a resolution, will help you come to a decision that you know for sure is the best decision for you. It takes a look at a great idea or a strategy you may have in your business that you may think is perfect, but Edward De Bono recommends you go through this system to make sure it's perfect, to see things from different angles, to see things with different hats on. And I'll talk about what the six different thinking hats are in today's episode. I'll explain how you can use this technique to make better decisions. And I'll also tell you how I use this technique in my own business and in my own journey as an entrepreneur. A whole lot we're going to cover today. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is simply the easiest way to create a beautiful looking website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and an incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code MBA at checkout and get 10% off. Again, that's squarespace.com, enter offer code MBA. Squarespace, build it beautiful. As Edward De Bono says in his book, thinking is the ultimate human resource. Yet we can never be satisfied with our most important skill. No matter how good we become, we should always want to be better. Usually, the only people who are very satisfied with their thinking skills are those who are poor thinkers. And Edward De Bono makes it very clear at the start of the book that the purpose of thinking is not to prove yourself right to your own satisfaction. That encourages you to have a limited view and shuts you off from options that may be better than the current one that you're taking advantage of. One of the things that Edward De Bono addresses in this book is that the main difficulty of thinking is confusion. People get overwhelmed. People get confused. They don't know how to organize their thinking. When they need to make a decision, there's many options. There's many ways to go about these options. And there's so many things that come into play, like emotions, information, logic, hope, creativity. All of this surrounds us when we're making a decision. So what this book does is it organizes the different way you think, the different way you make decisions, and allows you to see through each filter before you make a final decision. In other words, it allows us to conduct our thinking as conductors, as somebody who's in control of the different ways we think. When we take a moment to think about things in specific ways, and in this book, six defined ways, it's a lot easier to think clearly about a decision. We're less likely to get overwhelmed, and we'll feel more confident about the decision we make at the end. So let me take a moment to quickly go over what the six thinking hats are. What are the six different ways of thinking? So each thinking hat has a color, and each color represents a different way of thinking. The first hat is the white hat. The white hat is neutral, it's objective. The white hat is concerned with objective facts and figures. Now, when I say the hat, that's just you thinking in that way. So when you wear your white hat, you're very neutral, you're very objective. You're just looking at the facts in front of you. You're making decisions based on reality, on things that you can actually prove are correct. Now remember, as I go through these hats, one is not better than the other. They're just different, and they're the different ways we think about things. The next hat is the red hat. Red suggests anger, or seeing red, rage, or extreme emotion, or extreme passion. The red hat gives the emotional point of view. Again, this is not necessarily bad, it just is. The next hat is the black hat. The black is somber and serious. The black hat is cautious and careful. It points out the weaknesses in ideas. You might say the black hat is a bit cynical. The next hat is the yellow hat. The yellow hat is sunny, it's positive. The yellow hat is optimistic, it's full of hope and positive thinking. So in a lot of ways, the yellow hat and the black hat are sort of opposites. The fifth hat is the green hat. Green as in grass, vegetation, abundance, or fertile growth, let's say. The green hat indicates creativity and new ideas. Children often wear the green hat. They're always growing, they're always thinking, they're saying why not, they're going for things. And lastly, the blue hat. The blue hat is cool. Not cool as in awesome, but cool as in chilled. It's also the color of the sky, which is above everything. The blue hat is concerned with control, the organization of the thinking process, and the use of the other hats. How do I use these other hats? Now, as you're reading through this book, if you remember the color and the associations of each hat, it's a lot easier to understand the function of the thinking we're talking about. And a good way to remember this is the contrasting hats, the ones that are maybe closest to the opposites of each other. And that's white and red, black and yellow, and then green and blue. Now, Edward de Bono goes through the book and talks about how to use each hat properly, or way of thinking. But already, by just me defining the different ways we do make decisions, the way we think, it gives you a little bit more clarity. These are the ways we actually think. These are the different ways that we process information in these different ways. You can even actually look back at a decision you made or the way you thought about something yesterday and say, yes, I was thinking with my red hat or my black hat or my yellow hat. It's just good to be able to define the different ways we think. Now, throughout the book, Edward de Bono explains how to use each hat, how to utilize that part of your brain or emotions. And we all have the ability to tap in to each hat. Some of us may have a stronger red hat way of thinking. Some of us might have a stronger black hat way of thinking. I, for example, am a very white hat type of thinker. But it doesn't mean I don't have access to thinking with those different hats. The best way to think about it is that these hats indicate both emotional states as well as frame of minds. And actually, Edward de Bono points out in the book that emotions are an essential part of our thinking. It's not just something extra that mucks up our thinking. It actually helps us come to better decisions. So don't just dismiss the emotional part of thinking. There's so many things I can cover in today's episode with this book, but I just want to go through the main benefits, the top benefits of this book, of understanding the six thinking hats. Number one, it allows you to come to a decision and say things with very minimal risk because you've gone through all the different ways you can think about it. Number two, it creates an awareness that you have multiple perspectives on an issue that you might have, whether that's a challenge or a disagreement in your business. It helps you understand the other people that disagree with you. Number three, it provides a convenient mechanism for switching gears from going from one way of thinking to another in a deliberate way. You have these defined hats and you're able to say, okay, what about I think about this issue or this challenge or this decision using my red hat, using my black hat? How do I see things now? Number four, it just organizes the way you think about something. And number five, which is probably the biggest takeaway I got from the book, is it helps you as an individual expand your thinking capacity by adopting other perspectives that are not necessarily your own. This is really important for you to be a well-rounded leader. You're going to be leading different kinds of people with different types of opinions, and you can't just see things your way. You have to see things in everybody's way, and you'll be able to communicate with them in a better way if you can see things in their perspective. And by having these six hats defined for you, you can look at the person's perspective or the way they're thinking about something and ask yourself, which hat are they using when they're thinking about this? How can I communicate with that in mind? Guys, I got more on today's lesson. I want to share with you how I used the learnings from this book in our business. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Squarespace. Building a website on your own is a lot easier said than done. You got to worry about hosting, your domain name. How are you going to design this thing? Is somebody going to design it for you? How much is that going to cost? How are you going to edit your website once it's designed? You got to update it constantly, right? If you're like most of the world who don't understand how to code or design, having a great looking website can be quite of a challenge and an expensive challenge. If you're looking for a solution to create a great looking website that looks completely pro, we recommend you check out Squarespace. You can have your site look professionally designed regardless of your skill level, no coding required. It's super intuitive and easy to use. Squarespace has a state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And it's trusted by millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world. And guess what? Plans start at $8 a month. And you can get a free domain if you sign up for a year. That's shockingly awesome to have a professionally looking website that you can edit and change yourself with ease. Start your free trial today with Squarespace with no credit card required at squarespace.com. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use offer code MBA and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Guys, I want to wrap up today's lesson by sharing with you how I used Edward de Bono's six thinking hats to be better at business, to be a better entrepreneur. Having the ability to know how to think is incredible. It'll help you make better decisions. When I started reading this book, I realized that, hey, I need to kind of step back and think things through a little bit. When I'm making decisions, I don't need to rush through it. Making a snap decision doesn't make you a better entrepreneur. Looking at a decision, looking at a challenge through these six thinking hats allows me to understand different perspectives on how to take care of this situation. It also allows me to evaluate what I value as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. I encourage you to take a look at this book, read the book, understand the six thinking ideas or hats or ways of thinking, and use it with a decision in your business. It could be something with your logo. It could be whether to hire somebody or not. It could be on how much money you're spending on Facebook ads. The point here is that you need to kind of go through the exercise once to experience it. And what I found is that I feel a lot more confident about my decisions when I see a holistic point of view of a certain situation. A quick example of this is when I'm hiring somebody new, I take a look at their experience, I take a look at their attitude, I take a look at how they interview, and I think about hiring or not hiring through these six thinking hats. So for example, I'll look at it through a white hat perspective. I look at the information on the resume, the actual facts and figures. What have they done in the past that will prove that they'll be good at this position? I'll then take a look at it with my red hat on. How do I feel about this person? Were they friendly? Did I get a good vibe on the actual interview? Do I like them? Do I actually want to spend time with them as a colleague? Then I'll look at the situation with my black hat on. I'm looking for faults now. You know, they were about a minute late, 2 minutes late on that Skype call. Does that matter? There was a typo in their email to me the second time around. So I'm looking through that hat. Then I'll put on my yellow hat and be more optimistic. Take a look at who referred this person. This person's a great person that referred them. And given the circumstance and the fact that they were nervous on this interview, they did an amazing job. And then I'll put my green hat on. Does this person have the potential to grow, to expand, to become even better? Then lastly, I put my blue hat on and I take a look at all the different hats at the same time and I evaluate. How do I feel about it after I've gone through that whole situation? And I would spend about 2 to 3 solid minutes thinking about this decision with each hat. And now that I've gone through that cycle, I can say, you know what? I think I should hire this person. Because as I went through this exercise, I think there'd be a good fit. I think that it's a better decision to hire them than not to hire them. There you go, guys. That's an example of how I've used this book to help me as an entrepreneur and help my business. Guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, if you loved today's lesson, if you loved any of our lessons, we would love to hear from you in an iTunes rating and review. By leaving us an iTunes rating and review, you, one, support us and let other people know what you think of the show, and it helps people find us because the more reviews we get, the higher our ranking is on iTunes. And then, two, you enter our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. We do this every single Friday, and we call it Free Ride Friday. It's our way to give back and say thank you for showing your support. Here's a review from Carol Kelso, Bite-Sized Lessons That Pack a Punch, 5 stars. I'm constantly impressed with the breadth and the depth of topics that this show is able to cover across the collective episodes. Not only does the energy that Omer brings make me want to get out there and make it happen, but the nuggets of wisdom stick to me long after I listen. Highly recommended. Thank you so much for that awesome review, Carol Kelso. We really appreciate your support. All right, guys. Until tomorrow, I want to leave you with this. Some of the concepts that you'll read in books, you can implement right away. And some, you have to implement right away, or you won't completely get it. And I think this is the case with Edward Obono's Six Thinking Hats. That's why I encourage you to take this book, read it, implement it as soon as you can with any decision in your business. Because on the surface, it's very conceptual. You have to kind of imagine situations. And instead of imagining, just actually do it. Use it in an actual decision. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care. You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.